Well, now to an animal that you may never have heard of, but it's in the fight of its life. It's found at the upper end of the Gulf of California and has been described as the cutest mammal in the sea. I'm talking about the vaquita, the world's smallest and most critically endangered cetacean. Vicky Croak, who reports on animal issues for us, is here to tell us more. Vicky, welcome back.
Thank you, Jeremy.
And let's define our terms here. First of all, what is a vaquita and what is a cetacean?
A cetacean is the mammals we love in the ocean, whales, dolphins, and porpoises. And the vaquita is probably new to many people. It's a spectacular animal. I really love them. They're the world's smallest porpoise, really petite, about 5 feet long, and they can be weigh as little as 65 pounds. And they look something like a friendly torpedo. And that's because they have those sleek bodies and a rounded face. And they seem to have a really sweet expression, and that's because of these bold black tracings that circle along their eyes and paint what looks like a smile along their lips. So vaquita, they're pretty new to science. They were just described in 1958, and they are still, since then, rarely seen. And they're so shy that the only way to count them now really is not by sight, but by listening for them underwater.
Mm. And they do look like little baby dolphins, sort of. Do they have the same intelligence level as dolphins?
They're very smart. They don't have a beak of a dolphin, but they're extremely intelligent.
And why are they so endangered?
They have a really small, the vaquita in particular has a very small range. They live only in the Gulf of California. So there are no other populations of vaquita in safer waters, you know, no backup vaquita anywhere else in the world. And they're being hammered right now. For years, they've been killed as just collateral damage in fishing nets. And that's shrimp fishing that we're talking about. It's perfectly legal, but it's taking a steady toll on the vaquita. So in season, which is September to June, hundreds of miles of these gill nets, which are basically nearly invisible mesh curtains, are lowered into the waters where the porpoises live. And in the process, vaquitas become tangled in the nets. And because they're mammals like us, they breathe air and they drown.
And this is perfectly legal, this kind of fishing with these nets, right?
That's right. Although there have been efforts over time to fix the problem, the animals have been losing ground. And this summer, what happened is that a brand new report came out revealing just how desperate things had become. This is where we're hearing about those cartels you mentioned. It turns out that a whole separate fishing industry is going on in the same area as the shrimp fishing. And this one's backed by criminals. They're using deadly gill nets, too, but the catch, they're catching endangered fish called the totoaba. And although the totoaba is a big sea bass, they're being targeted for just one body part, their swim bladders. This is for the Chinese market, which uses the dried bladders to enhance fertility, among other things. And they're willing to pay thousands of dollars a pound for them.
And as you say, this is an endangered species as well. So these cartels are fishing for and killing one endangered species and accidentally drowning another even more critically endangered animal in the process.
That's exactly right. So it's estimated that there are fewer than 100 vaquita left, and their rate of decline is estimated at something like 18% a year. So conservationists say that they'll be functionally extinct by 2018. And Jeremy, when we talk about 100 animals, normally when I talk about endangered species, we're talking in the thousands, sometimes the hundreds of thousands. So this is a really critical time. And especially in the wake of another cetacean species that we lost in 2006, the baiji. That's a freshwater dolphin in China. Conservationists seem, to me, really keen to prevent the same thing from happening.
So what is being done or what can be done to try and save the vaquita?
I spoke with Zach Smith, and he's an attorney with the Natural Resources Defense Council. That's just one of 30 conservation groups working together on the vaquita issue. Here's what he had to say.
Gill nets need to be entirely removed from the vaquita habitat, both on, you know, so that there is no use of gill nets whatsoever. That has to be a complete and total ban. And what that has to also include is an incredibly robust enforcement mechanism to ensure that gill nets are not being used.
So the solution has to come from the Mexican government. Many of the conservationists thought actually last week that we would get an announcement from the government, but they're still waiting. Zach Smith thinks the Mexican Navy should get involved and that other countries, including the United States, might lend a hand in other ways, too. For instance, China and the U.S. could help in shutting down the distribution of the totoaba swim bladders. Conservationists, by the way, they're not uncaring about the plight of the shrimp fishermen in the area. They've been working to design vaquita-friendly alternatives to those gill nets, and there have also been efforts to subsidize and change fishing fishing practices. But I think the determination to save the vaquita is just palpable in everything so many conservationists are saying. Here's Zach Smith again.
So this would be the first cetacean species, and by cetacean I mean dolphin, whale, or porpoise, that is endemic to the North America, that is only found in North America, to go extinct on our watch, and one that we entirely have the power to stop from going extinct.
You know, there may be some people listening to this, Vicky, who are wondering, if we were able to create this movement to save the dolphins and people will not buy, for example, tuna fish that is not dolphin safe, why can't the same thing be done for the vaquita? Why hasn't the same thing been done already?
I think what conservation groups are hoping to do now is bring that kind of attention to this group. Shrimp is available in lots of other places, so it's really this area that we want to concentrate on, stopping the gillnet shrimp fishing to save this animal. But once you see a photograph of the vaquita, you'll see it's a great poster. It's a great poster child who could rally people.
Well, and what lessons do you think from those efforts to save the dolphins or the whales, for that matter, could be used in the fight to save the vaquita?
I think one of the most important lessons is that because we don't see under the water, we're unaware of a lot of the problems that are happening, and the ocean looks clean to us, but there are all kinds of problems, and we really need to focus on saving oceans and sea species all around the world.
Have you ever seen one yourself?
I've never seen one, but I have a friend, Greg Silber, who studied them a long time ago and was actually the first person to take what is thought to be the first photograph of a living vaquita. And it remained for many years the only photograph of the vaquita. We rarely see them, and usually when people see them or take a photograph of them, it's when they've been caught in those nets.
Vicky Croak, who covers the animal kingdom for us here at Here and Now. We've got that photo as well as other photos of the vaquita and some illustrations at our website, hereandnow.org. Vicky, thanks so much.
Thank you, Jeremy.